The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost, to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Today we have literally hundreds of television channels. So about any time, day or night, we can watch infomercials. An infomercial is usually about a half hour. It's supposed to be a documentary of useful information, but it's actually a long-winded commercial for some product or some get-rich scheme. Many of these infomercials are get-rich-quick plans. Some 30-year-old claims to be a millionaire, then tells you how to cleverly invest to make it big in no time flat, and then sell you a book so you can do it for yourself. For years, we heard from a fellow named Charles J. Givens. Givens' widely acclaimed book was Wealth Without Risk. His infomercial is how you can get rich quick without risking anything. Too good to be true? Well, it was too good to be true. When he died, Charles J. Givens was the subject of any number of lawsuits, charged with fraud, lost most of his wealth without risk. Following Christ involves risk. The wealth in the kingdom of God is not without risk. No way around it. Unlike infomercials, being a disciple of Christ is not something for nothing. There is a cost, there's risk. In today's gospel, it is clear that our Lord really wants us to risk everything to follow him. And our Lord suggests that before we follow him, we give that some thought. Count the cost. A building project with no cost projections may end in embarrassing failure. Getting into a fight without considering the risk or possible outcomes is foolish. We have to consider the cost of Christianity. That's why the church asks people to think clearly about what they are doing. Before a couple pronounces their marriage vows, the church asks them three specific questions about their intentions. That's why the church asks parents multiple questions before having their children baptized. Do they clearly understand what they are undertaking? That's why the church requires engaged couples to go through a regimen of marriage preparation. They need to clearly know what Christian marriage entails. It is not wise or even fair to ask someone to sign on to something they do not understand. Our Lord makes it clear we need to know the cost of discipleship. It's not something for nothing. Today, the church has to do the same. A Catholic parish needs to consider what needs it has, what it needs to carry out their mission. And here at St. Luke, we have done just that. For 2 years now, we've done all we can to determine what resources, what things we need to make leading others to Christ possible into the future. And the price tag is $4.5 million. For the past several months, we have begun to conduct a capital campaign. We wanted to secure a minimum of $4.5 million to improve and add space for our entire parish, our Catholic preschool, and school. And so far, your leadership and your generosity have been beyond our wildest dreams. We have exceeded our minimum goal. And we've done so with gifts from less than 20% of nearly 2,000 parish households. Imagine what we can do when the other 80% get involved. No two people are alike. Someone will fund the entire cost of a new parish meeting room. Another person can only contribute an electrical outlet for the room. But both are part of Providence 2021. And so in addition, we could do things like replace worn carpet in church, purchase new kneelers, expand the sacristy, build on to Monsignor Stump's meager quarters at the rectory. You ought to see it. So now we're shooting for a stretch goal of $5 million, and we can do it. We have calculated the cost to carry the mission of St. Luke Parish into the future. This is Commitment Weekend. We're asking for a response from everybody. And even though we've been working hard these past few months, every single household in our parish has not been directly contacted. So we want to wrap up the campaign this weekend by asking a response from everybody. And right now, the volunteers are coming forward, and they're distributing pledge cards. And I want to ask a representative from every household, please take one, even if you have already made a gift. Everybody, please take one. When you fill it out, everybody's going to fill it out, and they're not going to know whether you say, I already gave $1 million, or Monsignor, you can go fly a kite. Nobody will know. So if you just pass down the cards, and then there's pens at the end of the pew, pass the pens down as well. Now, on that front side, if you've already made a commitment, well, first of all, there's a place for your name and contact information on the front of the card. Now, if you have already made a commitment to the Providence 2021 capital campaign, just check the second box, the Amen box. Thank you. If you are ready to participate, check the first box. And then before you select an amount, you can look at the other side of the card. For example, if you would pledge just a dollar a day for the next 5 years, that'd be over $3,000. Or you can write in any amount that you want to pledge. Just $50 a month would be $3,000. So you can write down any amount, and then you can choose when to begin, and you can choose how you want to pay. Check, credit card, stock, so forth. On the left is a third box for those who are still considering a decision. And the last box is for anybody who is unable to participate now. So right now, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to complete the card. So now, volunteers, if you collect, fold the card in half, please. Fold it in half and place it in the basket. Volunteers, if you see any families not with a card, hit them over the head with the basket. You know, these infomercials try to convince us they have the answer, wealth without risk. Our Lord also has some answers for us. There is a risk, a cost to follow him. And there is a cost to do the work of Christ, the work he left to his church. St. Luke Parish has calculated what it will cost to do the best we can into the future. That's what this capital campaign is all about. And yet, you know, some would ask, why do we have to do this? Well, you know, at one of our gatherings, one of our generous supporters told a story about his dad. His dad talked about another of his sons. He explained how he had to feed, clothe, educate, and care for his son. But then his dad said that he no longer had to do that. When asked why, the dad responded that his son had died. The boy was dead. And then our parishioner reminded the group present that when we no longer need to support our parish or any other institution, it is because it no longer has life. It is dead. St. Luke Parish is very much alive. St. Luke will be alive and well for years to come. Thanks to you, and thanks to God's providence, which so far has never failed us. Thank you.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.